Since 1945, there's been a continual increase in the number of independent countries in the world, and most have taken seats in the General Assembly of the United Nations. From the point of view of the formal imperial countries, Great Britain, France, Spain, Portugal, etc., decolonization was a necessary evil forced upon them as a result of the economic difficulties after World War II. For example, France in no way wanted to abandon colonies in Indochina in the early 1950s and North Africa in the late 1950s, but did so only when faced with no other choice. In addition, the resistance of the colonized peoples, who used the rhetoric of the imperial powers themselves, such as human rights and self-determination, to justify their demands for independence, also made it more costly for the imperial countries to maintain their colonies. In any case, the issue of independence was clouded by the competition for influence in the world that was part of the Cold War, which was often viewed in zero-sum terms. Our gain was their loss. If we influence a country, put it in our column. But if they get control, take it from our column and put it in their column. The earliest effort to challenge this win-lose schematic was the non-aligned movement in the 1950s. And this aimed at preventing countries from becoming pawns in the Cold War and thus, in essence, retaining their dependent status in the world. By the way, dependency has become an in concept in scholarly studies today. Finally, as countries became independent, what was often not realized was the fact that independence was easier said than done. Political independence did not necessarily mean being independent, as economic, cultural dependence could continue, sometimes at a far more virulent level.